Okay.
We'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 7:01 p.m. on December 9th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Weigel.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Enrod. Here. Simpson absent.
In front of you, it was an attachment or a separate file, is the Common Council meeting minutes from November 25th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I don't know if this is a change or a correction. Maybe we'll get into it when we address the tote ordinance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it says on the second paragraph, amended the ordinance to state that if they damaged a tote, they would be responsible for the replacement of the tote, not just the fine. So my question was, do they get a fine and the replacement cost, or is it just the replacement cost? Because I was thinking the fine was the replacement cost.
That was my understanding, but I'll defer to
legal counsel. Right, that was the change to make sure that they replaced the tote.
Okay.
Because currently the fine would be less than the replacement.
Right.
That was the problem.
I just thought that read that it wasn't clear whether they had paid a fine and the replacement cost or just the replacement cost.
I can see where you're confused. Where it could be confusing.
So I just want to make sure it's clear that is the case.
I can, because this is an amendment, I can look and see what the rest of that paragraph says, too.
Okay. Well, this was just in the minutes, so.
This is just the minutes.
Oh, left here. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure we were clear and that the minutes reflected what the intention was.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
That's the only thing I had.
Any other changes or corrections?
Yeah.
Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve with the clarification?
Make a motion to approve the minutes with the clarification.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. John Goetz is, I think there was a mix-up, and that's actually going to happen on the 30th, so he'll be here at our next meeting. The sewer rate increase ordinance, that is something that Marcia's been working really hard on, and Rosie's been working on it, and unfortunately just isn't done for tonight. And so we want to make sure that you have ample time to read it and to scour it and really be able to understand or make sure that it encompasses everything that you and we discussed in that issue. So that will be tabled until the next meeting. Okay, so can I have a motion to read ordinance number 2014-23 by title only?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-23.
Ordinance 2014-23, an ordinance amending Title 5, Chapter 53, Waste Disposal of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay. Any change? Any issues that you've heard in the public? Any questions, comments, concerns?
I will make one comment on it. In looking at this ordinance, we found there are two actually garbage ordinances.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at combining the two of them.
Okay.
So
that would be on a new ordinance.
New ordinance,
yes.
But it may not end up being in this section.
Okay.
But it is for now.
Okay. And I would like to comment on Ben's question from the minutes earlier that taken within, now I've got the whole ordinance in front of me, that the penalty provision is if there's not a penalty otherwise provided, then there's a $50 fine.
Okay.
So this obviously provides for a penalty, so... So okay. It would be that this is not in addition to another penalty.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other issues? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2014-23 on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Next up is ordinance number 2014-24. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. I think Jackie's been good on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-24 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-24, an ordinance amending Chapter 73, Traffic Code of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbus City, Indiana.
So this has to do with golf carts, and we talked about it last time. Any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2014-24 on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Next up is ordinance number 2014-24. Can I have a motion to... I'm sorry, I just read that. Ordinance number 20... sorry. Ordinance... Yes, there's two of them. Yep. Ordinance number 2014-25. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-25 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-25, an ordinance amending Chapter 114, Restaurants of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbus City, Indiana.
And this is in regards to food trucks. And any issues?
Not heard from anyone. Did anyone ever contact the Annie Ann's guy and let him know this was done? I know he was coming into the city for a while, about every week. But.
Yeah. Not contacted him, but I certainly can.
Okay.
I think I had put in two permit things into your file multiple weeks ago after
okay.
the fall festival from the Annie Ann's guy.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that, but in any case, so... If you saw those are from him. But
okay.
I will contact him and let him know that we passed
okay.
this. Because I know they were chomping at the bit to have a year-long permit,
mm-hmm.
which I think makes a lot of sense for them. So, any other questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2014-25 on second reading?
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Is unanimous of those present. Next up is ordinance number 2014-26. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, deference to the female. seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2014-26 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-26, an ordinance amending Chapter 95, General Regulations of Title 9 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbus City, Indiana.
Okay.
After we met the last time, I went through and I'm not going to change it, Marcia.
It's all on the computer.
We've worked on this for about 9 months, so. I'm just going to note a couple things we did change. On page one, we added people that were growing things for the farmer's market to be considered agricultural production, which was allowable. On page four, we've had some issues with abandoned, dismantled lawnmowers, that kind of stuff. We added that to the definition under 95.01.5. And set time frames on it. On page five, we made some clarifications of the notice to owner and the old ordinance, like a noise violation had the same notification process as a
weed. Yeah.
So you had, by the time the noise was gone, it kind of was defeated purpose. Marcia cleaned up some of the graffiti language on page 6. On page 8, we had a lengthy discussion on the tall weeds and grass. We gave, on the next page, under item D on page 9, we gave the police department some discretion in issuing that violation. So we had cases where people were issued for tall weeds and grass, and they'd say, well, this property over here has tall weeds and grass, it was next to a woods, or it was bare ground, or whatever the case may be. And this gives the police department some guidelines to say, you know, we have the discretion in these cases, that doesn't apply.
Okay.
On page 11, there was a lot, Pete had a lot of issues with what the definition of a vehicle was, so we cleaned up some of that language, and what a junk vehicle was, that goes on to 12 as well. And then page 15, we further defined what was exempt vehicles, and under noise control, what noises were defined as public nuisances. And then on page 18, there was a complaint about people picking up dumpsters like at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we made that time frame a little tighter than it was. They can pick up a dumpster, commercial dumpster, from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. rather than 2 in the morning. So okay. Those are the main changes. The other thing that it was pretty well rewritten, so there are actually individual sections that relate to noise, where before it was kind of all in one. So it, from talking to the police and Pete, this will be easier to enforce, and if you need to look something up, it's easier to find.
Okay. I just want to take 1 second to back up to where, how this all started. Obviously, there was an interest by myself, by this council, by the Board of Works, by the department heads, I think as a whole, to really address not only the aesthetics of the community, which I think is important, but also the safety and public health of our community. And so I think in 2013, we started with, we kind of separated parking enforcement, put it under ordinance enforcement, and specified a certain officer to do that. And I think he's done a really great job. But we didn't just do the enforcement portion. We also took a look, started to take a look at our ordinances. And I really want to commend the Ordinance Review Committee for their hard work on this. This is, I couldn't imagine what kind of little details you guys wrestled through. Ben and Jackie were a part of that, as well as Tim Longenbaugh, Pete York, and Marsha was a part of that as well.
Walt.
But I think it's just really great that we kind of have both sides of this being worked on. So I want to really commend you on the work of that, whether the difference is 10 inches of height of grass or 12 inches, or if we're going to, graffiti, what is graffiti, what is public art, all those kind of things. And so just want to really commend you all on that. And I know you also took into concern some of the residents' concerns regarding neighborly disputes and things like that. So I wanted to just really commend you on that. So, with all my little bloviating being done, let me get to it here. It's a long ordinance. Do I have a motion to approve? Sorry, any questions, comments, concerns about it? Okay. Yeah, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2014-26 on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to the council president regarding appointments, council appointments to different boards and commissions.
Thanks for the work, Martha. all those that... everybody, as far as to the Board of Zoning Appeals, Marcus Jones said he would do it again as long as no one else wanted to.
Okay.
So, Ben Romine, Kevin Snell, to the Redevelopment Commission, both okayed there for the next term, as well as Nicole Penrod for the Joint Advisory Board. So all four are willing to serve again. which I know I'm very happy, pleased that they're doing it. Well, one, because they're doing a great job. That work is, usually it's about like an offensive lineman. You don't get to see you get any of the glory, but they're doing a lot of work that's making a big difference in what's going on. So.
Okay.
So I really appreciate them stepping up and taking it and going with it.
Excellent. The first appointment then we will have is the Board of Zoning Appeals appointment of Marcus Jones?
Yes.
Yeah. So can I have a motion to approve Marcus Jones for the Board of Zoning Appeals reappointment of 4 years?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, second by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present. Next up is the Redevelopment Commission appointments of Ben Romine and Kevin Snell. That is a one-year appointment. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay. Second. Motion by Jackie, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? Deference always to the ladies.
Okay.
All those in favor show by the usual sign. Nicole, Jackie, and Dan approve. Ben abstains. Next up is Nicole Penrod for the Joint Advisory Board. It is a one-year appointment. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Sorry. No. Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. Jackie, Dan, and Ben approve, and Nicole abstains. Okay. This is not on the agenda. However, Rosie brought it to my attention.
What's up?
We have our annual list of bankrupt and deceased. I will turn it over to Rosie for her explanation.
Okay, you have a list of deceased utility customers and a list of bankruptcy customers that we can't collect either one. The total is for $3,671.84. And I just need your approval to write these off the book for the year 2014.
Okay.
I'll make a motion. We approve the list as presented by Rosie for uncollectible funds.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay, department reports. We'll start with Tom.
Well, as you're all very well aware, our candy giveaway is well underway, and we are expecting to have that on schedule 6 to 8, Christmas Eve, at the courthouse. Enter from the north side, pound candy, and an orange. The public service. So with that being said, been going on for years and years and years.
There's a minimum charge for that, by the way.
Thanks for the smile. with that being said, I've got guys traveling all over getting training. We're putting on a firefighter 1-2, as I've told you in the past, but I've also got guys going for their advanced EMT classes. Got one guy that's going a couple of fire classes elsewhere. If you see 110 traveling around the county going to different fire stations, it's training. That's a good thing. When we're training firefighters, I support that 110%. So, other than that, I think the truck, I might as well touch on that a little bit.
Sure.
We are still looking at the end of January, 1st of February. Again, that's supposed to have been in here October, November, but they set us back 3 months. So, last we heard, but we're still on track for the January, February date. So, how that goes.
And they're going to make it right to us, right?
They have assured us that they will make it right to us. So,
thank you.
If you're interested in seeing it, there's a print that Kyle has of what it'll look like.
Right. You've seen it?
Yeah.
Is it red?
Is that posted in
No.
Is that posted in the fire training room? I saw maybe that's just the specs.
Yeah,
though.
There is one hanging up in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Questions of Tom? Thank you, Tom. Sean?
We've been kind of buttoning up Christmas decorations, making sure that they're working everywhere around town. I'd like to thank my guys. I know it's not their favorite job of the year, but they did a a really good job this year on that. Just a few services, normal maintenance. We're still working on our fiber ring project. We're being delayed a little bit by the production of the actual fiber itself, but we're working on solutions on that as well. But the mayor is involved as well on that. So, other than that.
Okay, questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Terry?
We have one of our dispatchers on maternity leave, so that always makes it a little bit tighter, getting the schedule filled. And Amy's doing a great job of getting that done. And SDS is starting to receive some of the equipment in ordered for the fiber network on our internal portion of it, and they will be installing some of that here in the near future. That's all I have to know.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Mark?
We had a 5K race Saturday morning, our annual Dasher Through the Snow 5K. There was no snow, and it was decent weather, actually. So it went well, only about 41 runners, but everybody seemed to like it and have a good time. We have an open house this coming Monday here at 4:30. The park board is doing this for the public, and it's a requirement for our five-year plan, basically to find out what, just to kind of get the public's mind thinking of what they would like to see in the parks. And so they'll take that, Martin Riley will take that information and apply it to our five-year plan. And so 4:30, it'll probably go till 5:30, 6, be up here. So you're more than welcome to come if you'd like to be here. And that's all I have.
Questions of Mark? Thank you. Mike?
We got several new houses going up where we have to put meter bits in. And also right now we're just working on getting our pool building done, the driveway and all that.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you. Mike?
I did have one question.
Mike?
Did you happen to get those numbers on vacant houses?
Yeah, I did. I put them on last week's at the bottom.
Okay.
Last week's.
Okay. I missed
not
that.
This week's. Last week's.
Okay. I'll have to go back and look.
Thank you. Mike?
Pre-treatment is doing the last quarter sampling. For this year, I got a quote back on the 600 East repairs. I thought it was a little high, so I asked them to rework that, do a time and material, and instead of them bringing in a crane truck to do the project, I got to meet with Sean. Well, Sean doesn't know this yet. I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
I
got this late today. Like we're on another project, we use the truck that we use the pool pumps. If we could use it for this project, because it will save us, and it should bring it down. I got a quote, I can't remember the number exactly. I brought it down from 12,000 to 9,000, and so so they don't have to bring in a crane truck and I supply a guy in a truck. Okay. So it saved us quite a bit of money on that project. So we'll probably move forward with that. And then we've been having trouble with our digester since last month. And the guys have worked on that and finally figured out what the problem is. They had to make a phone call. We got that taken care of now. So.
Okay.
That's pretty much all I've got.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Kelly?
Like Mike had mentioned, new construction going on in some of these new subdivisions. Different sections are going in. Cambridge Crossing area has had probably four or five new houses now pop up in that area.
Wow.
And we've had sewer inspections we had to do, as well as Chesapeake Landing. We did air pressure manual testing on that and also televised that for the contractor. Mm-hmm. And
we just approved that street. I feel like it was a month or two ago, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The fact they already have four or five houses popping up on it?
It's been wasting time.
Yeah, okay.
Also, leaf pickup is completed. This is an extra week. We went around this week and made an extra pass to get everything cleaned up if we could. And we're cleaning up the machines now. We ended up with 107 loads, if you're interested, or 25 yards a load. And it ends up being like 2,675 yards. And we have to report that to IDES as well. As well as the wood chips every year. And some guys have requested some more weight Mike went some for backer pickups for plowing, so I asked you guys to form up and pour some more concrete blocks, basically, for back pickups. So Mike can probably have one and a spare, and same way with some of the other crews. So that'll help. It makes things a lot easier. And if the weather holds out, we're going to do some grading and patching and run the sweeper.
Okay. Questions of Kelly?
I have an unrelated question. If someone has one of those open drains on their property, is that their responsibility to keep it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone called and asked me that, and I said, well, I'll test Kelly. I think it's your responsibility.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you, Kelly. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie? Jackie? A couple of things for you to know. Thursday, I think I sent everybody an email about that, but Thursday we're having the comprehensive plan public meetings. There's one from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's going to be at the Whitley County Government Center. There will be a light lunch, so there's some incentive to come to that. I hear the catering is amazing. And then there's, I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. And then there's another one from 6 to 8 p.m. That'll be at CCHS at the in the cafeteria area. It's my understanding there will also be individuals there to potentially give tours of the high school. So so if you haven't been in there in a while, you get to see some of the changes they've done and some of the issues they have there. And so in any case, but there will be, I think the cake lady's been contacted to provide some refreshments and snacks there. So those are both really, really important dates for our community and for the future of our community and hearing what the public wants from our community. So I would certainly encourage anybody who's interested to go. If you have colleagues, if you have work associates, if you have friends, really we want them there to be able to tell kind of what they want for this community, because, you know, I can sit there and I can tell them exactly what I want, but that may not be indicative of what our community wants. And so that's really important in that regard. Have some economic development projects that are happening, which is great. Next week we have performance reviews, department heads and myself, so hopefully that will go well. And overall, things are going well. Remember, our next meeting is on December 30th, right? Yeah, December 30th, normal time. So it's not on the normal week. So I think that's all I have right now. Dan?
Christmas decorating, I noticed. We're going to be done out hopefully this weekend and finding the winners out there, and then we'll make our friends at the Post Mail aware of that as soon as we get them and get them the names and addresses, because they always do a nice job of, you know, putting those homes out and getting them some recognition for the work they do for our community. Because like I say, that's a big deal. And I was over talking to Mike the other night, and there's numerous cars going by his place, which is understandable. His place.
Last year's award winner, right?
Oh, actually, it was a 2 years
ago. Two years ago.
For the amount of stuff he's got out, he could win everything.
Yeah.
But it's really, really nice.
It's so tough being in the northeast section of the city, because...
Yeah, the northeast section's...
you got to go all out to win that one.
It's really difficult to win that area. So it's very nice.
Okay. Thank you. Ben? Nicole? Public? Okay. And press? Afterwards? Okay. Then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.